VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. The United States on Thursday extended the ban on Americans traveled to North Korea for another year. The U.S. State Department said it was too dangerous still to go there. The department says that under American law, it can impose geographic travel restrictions on Americans under any of three conditions. If a country is at war with the U.S., if there are armed hostilities in a country or region, or number three, there is imminent danger to the public health or physical safety of U.S. travelers in the country or area. The State Department used the third condition to extend the travel ban. China has responded to a bipartisan group of members of the U.S. Congress who have called on the Trump administration to impose sanctions on high-ranking Chinese officials. Those officials are accused of violating the rights of minority ethnic Muslims in remote Xinjiang region. A letter from the group of 17 singles out Xinjiang's top official, who's accused by many of turning the region into a police surveillance state. Associated Press correspondent Christopher Bodine reports.
This all comes down to an ongoing crackdown on Uyghurs that involves the setting up of a massive network of internment camps where Uyghurs in the hundreds of thousands, possibly as many as a million, are being held and forced to undergo a form of political indoctrination, which includes renouncing Islam and the Uyghur culture.
China started a campaign in April 2017 to arrest local Uyghur Muslims accused of holding extremist sentiments. A Chinese foreign ministry spokeswoman told reporters the lawmakers who wrote the letter should focus on their jobs instead of meddling in other countries' affairs and declaring themselves human rights judges. This is VOA News. The Trump administration told Russia Thursday to stop what it believes is the harassment